just physically getting ready to play. I think most of the older guys, including myself, you know, by Thursday you're just starting to feel a little bit better. Friday, you know, you're starting to get back to full speed. So, you know, I think physically just being able to go out there full speed on Thursday is a challenge. I think we're all okay with it. I think we're getting tired of you know, talking about it and dealing with it. It's, you know, we're frustrated we're losing games, and I think that's the biggest issue right now. It's just two game slides. We just gotta fix that and just everything else fall in place. I think when he first got back, when we started OTAs, you know, you could tell a difference in him. He was more confident. He was doing, you know, things in the practice field that more consistently. I think, you know, you saw spurts of it last year, but, you know, this year was an everyday thing, and especially with Brandon being, you know, dinged up early and couldn't really go in OTAs and minicamp. A lot of Alshon to really get a lot of balls his way and get comfortable in his position. So there's a lot about him. You know, he helped get Martellus here too, you know, so he took Martellus. He was down in Florida with him. Alshon was down in Florida with him, and just getting those guys prepared because, you know, Brandon at the end of the day wants to get to playoffs. He wants to win games, and he knows that for us to do that, those two have to help us out in a big way. I think everyone has a ways to go. We're five games into this. You know, there's a lot of football left, so everyone across the league is still working to get better, including us. Everyone wants to be successful in this league. I mean, I want to be successful. I know Martellus wants to be successful. Matt Forte wants to be successful. You know, that's part of human nature. You want to be successful. You don't want to write bad articles, do you? No. No. So it's just how it is. You know, and B's the same way. He's human. He wants to be personally successful, but he knows that for us to get where we want to go, you know, everyone has to contribute at some point, and there's going to be games where, you know, he doesn't get 10 balls, he doesn't get 12 balls. You know, he might have 5 and a touchdown, and, you know, if we win, he's going to be happy. If he loses, you know, we're going to work, everyone's going to work to see what we did wrong, to see how we can fix it. It's a different offense. You know, it's kind of comparing apples to oranges right now of what we're doing offensively. We're moving the guys around a lot. You know, I thought, even after I said, I think yesterday after the game and even after watching it a couple of times, you know, it just kind of turned out that way. Alshon was in some spots that sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't. And, you know, on the deep pass, he wasn't really supposed to be there. It was supposed to be Earl back there. We got flip-flop in the formation, and he caught a big one. You know, he had one before half that was kind of a chunk. He had one there at the end of the game was a chunk. You know, it could have been anybody right there. So, you know, happy that he got it. It was kind of misleading, the stat line, but, you know, it is what it is. Are we doing what? Limiting? Yeah. No. You know, we're still continuing on with our game plan. You know, looking at it, I think, you know, we had 3 sacks in the first 12 plays. We cleaned it up, and, you know, we were good to go after that. So, you know, it didn't linger long in anyone's minds. We just kind of continued down the path that we set before the game. You know, you got to clean up some stuff today, but we also got to take some time to take a breather and move on. So, you know, we'll watch it pretty quickly, but, you know, you got to move on to the next one. And then, you know, with the downtime we have next week of going back and looking at 2 games and figuring it out. So, you know, it's going to be more moving on to the next one than cleaning up what happened Sunday. Yeah, you know, good team. It is kind of surprising they haven't won a game. A lot of veteran guys, a lot of guys have been in the league a long time, and they've been successful. You know, Coach Coughlin, his track record speaks for itself. Eli, some guys on the defense that have been on some very winning teams. So, you know, can't overlook them by any means. You know, we got to prepare for these guys like they're 5-0.